We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The way that Adam Silver is not distracting from the finals by releasing the Ja Morant suspension is instead to conduct interviews and talk about the Ja Morant situation every single day between now and when he really and when the action. It is a little ridiculous. Couldn't you just have released the thing? And so now evidently he was on with Dan Patrick today. And
no, I missed that one.
I have too. It's lately just unfolded, I think, Jeffrey. Is that the idea? It just unfolded.
Yes, it was earlier this morning. It's on Peacock. I haven't seen clips yet, so I'm trying to find them.
And so you see fleeting things from it. And I don't even know what exactly is true or not true or whatever. But one of the things was that he was talking. Dan Patrick was talking about carrying, traveling, etc., and was suggested an anti-carrying policy, and he joked then it would have a double meaning. Well, that's a little untoward to be joking about it. He was asked about the toy.
It's a joke about carrying the basketball?
Yeah, and carrying the basketball. The original question was, quote, about carrying the basketball, and the joke was it would have a double meaning because anti-carrying with respect to Ja Morant.
Right.
Did also, he was asked about the toy gun reports as well. This idea.
Let's put the word report in air quotes.
Okay.
Let's be clear about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was on. It is. Okay. That wasn't. I do believe not from a particular credible source, but it was on. It was on the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. I mean,
that's a massive TV show, and it was a woman reporter who reported it.
And literally, the main host of the show dismissed it as soon as she said it and said, that's ridiculous, let's move on. Like, literally, the host of the show dismissed it as nonsense the second it was said on the show.
Now he's been asked about it by Dan Patrick and everybody else.
So what do you say about that?
I don't know. Damn
okay.
It. I don't know.
I've got some quotes if y'all are ready.
Okay, now we have some quotes. This is going to be real time. Here we go. Jeffrey has a few quotes. Go ahead.
I also think it's important to point out that this is not just about disciplining him and crossing your fingers, hoping it's not a third time. I recognize that he needs some assistance from the league office, his union, his team. My hope is that wherever we come out in terms of discipline, there is an acceptance that we need to find ways to engage with each other going forward so that he can change the trajectory that he is on now, which is not a positive one. The very issue for Ja, certainly, in the first incident.
Is this the same quote, or you continue?
He was addressing the toy gun, but that was okay. The first quote.
Okay, on that one. Well, go ahead. We'll listen to them all. So
then,
go ahead. Uh-huh.
Then about the toy gun. The very issue for Ja, certainly, in the first incident, was treating a gun as a toy. That's what we're talking about, and I think that's what the danger is to society. Taking a gun, live streaming it. I think everyone agrees that gun safety is important. Guns aren't toys.
Okay. Thoughts on either of those quotes? We'll take them separately, Chris. One was the goal is to change his trajectory.
So I think the most important word in all of that was the word trajectory. Because it's been – I have sort of a battery of assumptions and beliefs about all of this that I've had throughout. And the word trajectory is key to, like, my first core belief about this, which is that it's not about – in one incident of waving a gun on Instagram or even a second incident of waving a gun on Instagram. It's about a pattern of behavior that is deeper than these two public video things that the NBA is aware of and that the NBA is concerned about. And the word trajectory is key to that. I don't think Adam Silver is ever going to explicitly say this, and I have no conversations with the league office, so I could be wrong. But it is my core belief that they have a deep concern about the gun issue as it relates to John Morant, because they have had to do two investigations this year about the presence, about the potential presence of a gun in an NBA setting. Remember, Gilbert Arenas was suspended for 50 games for bringing an unloaded gun into an NBA setting. There have been two allegations of Ja Morant potentially having guns in NBA settings they've had to investigate, and neither of those investigations exonerated those claims. They just proved inconclusive. So it has always been my belief that that influences and animates the NBA's concern around this issue beyond what they say about the PR of holding up a gun in a video. And so I think the word trajectory makes it clear that this is a pattern of behavior they are concerned about with Ja Morant that is bigger than just the videos.
I think that's absolutely right, and I honestly think probably extends. There's urgency and a pointedness or whatever because of the guns, and I think the guns are a real concern. I think there's a larger just trajectory of his behavior. There is sort of a lack of control. I don't know. I don't know how exactly to quantify it. But
remember when the thing happened in Denver and Taylor Jenkins talked about it for the first time? He did not talk about that as an out-of-the-blue moment. He talked about it as issues coming to a head.
Right.
Like, I think that was his actual words. Yeah.
And something could be helpful here, of sort of resetting expectations and resetting all of this. It's why, at one point, I wrote that I thought that the enterprise that everyone should be engaged in is not just what's the precise number of games here that fits this particular sin. It's what is the right mix of consequences and support that can point Ja back on the right path. It was interesting because then I asked Dan Devine about it, and he said, well, is that really the role of the league? The role of the league is to set guardrails, and then the team and Ja's team, they sort of figure out. But I honestly think that
the role of the league is to make money.
Yeah, that's true. The role of the league is to make money. But I think part of making money is making sure Ja Morant he's a moneymaker.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That is my point. That is my point.
Yeah.
The role of the league is to make money. And it's not. And so, you know, I talk about my core assumptions about this. That's another one of my core assumptions, is that the league and Adam Silver, I think, has made that clear the last now three times he's spoken, including this one this morning, is that the league doesn't see this only through a punishment prism or a punishment framework. That is not the entirety of the framework they're going to see this through. They see this as a process to try to get one of their top young stars back on track for the good of himself and his team and the entire NBA. And so I don't think this is seen strictly by the NBA in a punishment stand framework. I think Adam Silver has made that clear now repeatedly.
Yeah.
How that manifests, we don't know. But I think that's another one of my core assumptions.
The second quote, it just seems stupid to me, honestly. Like
yeah.
Go ahead, read it again. This is stupid, clever by half. Go ahead.
The very issue for Ja, certainly in the first incident, was treating a gun as a toy. That's what we're talking about, and I think that's what the danger is to society, taking a gun, live streaming it. I think everyone agrees that gun safety is important. Guns aren't toys.
That's just the dumbest thing. A toy gun is a toy. Like, whatever. Like, that's a cute – taking the words toy gun and trying to be clever by half and saying, go ahead.
It's not – what it is non-responsive to the question, and it's him just sort of not wanting to address – the question, because frankly, the question is stupid. I mean, I'll go back to what the actual host of that actual radio show said when his sidekick threw this out there, was like, what he basically said, I'm paraphrasing, this is stupid. If it was a toy gun, they would have said that from the beginning. This is dumb. Let's move on. And I wish the rest of the media world would have been as dismissive of this quote unquote report as the actual host of the show where the report was given.
I really find it incredible. I was reading. So Shannon Sharp, good God, Shannon Sharp was ripping Ja for putting out the story.
Putting this out there?
And where is there any evidence? Where is there any evidence that Ja Morant is telling people that it was the it's the same as the Dylan Brooks thing, you mean?
The Dylan Brooks thing, right? when people were ripping the Grizzlies for, how do you put this out there?
There is no evidence.
A lot of this is an object lesson in media literacy.
Oh, it's been pathetic. Media literacy, and also sort of journalism, the way we cover a celebrity journalism. All right, so it is kind of ridiculous, though, that, like, here we are, we get these questions.
No, I agree. I mean, to get back to your initial question.
Yeah.
Like, on one level, like, I don't know what the entire context of this Dan Patrick interview is, because I just heard about it from you. But I assume Adam Silver, on one hand, he's not doing any of these appearances for the express purpose of talking about John Morant. He's taking questions. But he also has to know that those are specific questions he's going to be taking. And so even if he is not intentionally going out to talk about John Morant, the fact that he knows he's going to get asked about it and going to talk about it repeatedly totally undercuts the idea that he's trying to not distract from the playoffs by not just getting on with it.
All right, enough about Ja. We haven't talked about the series. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of last night because I had another social engagement with a friend, but I got home in time for the fourth quarter. It sort of went the way I was sort of expecting. Like, I just think Denver's a lot better, and I would have predicted them to win that game. The one thing about the series, and Jeffrey and I talked about this last week when you were on vacation, but like my core thing about the series in terms of Miami is I think they have to shoot gangbusters from three to win. And so they have to do that four times in seven games to win. And they did that in game two where they shot nearly 50%. I just think they have to shoot really, really well from three to win. And Denver does not. And so, like to me, Denver is better, and Miami needs the three-point shooting variance to even that up and to win. And, you know, we're three games in, and they've shot great once, and they've won once. And we'll see if they can do it three times out of four.
I'm kind of hoping they ramp it up by Monday for all kinds of reasons. But Monday would give them plenty of time to knock the Ja Morant news out. Like, Dan Devine raised this terrifying prospect. What happens if it goes seven? That's Sunday. The draft is then Friday.
The draft is Thursday.
The draft is Thursday. I mean, yeah. Do you drop the John news on parade day? Don't want to distract from.
That's what I was going to say. And in between things is there's a parade. So it's not like there's some like period of like dead period where there's NBA news. We're not going to have that until like mid-July or whatever. And so,
Did you read Hollinger's piece on the Heat yesterday about they're picking up of all the way that they scavenge for all these role players?
I did not. I read his piece on opt-in, but I did not read the Miami.
Oh yeah, the opt-in, opt-out. Oh well, it was interesting because he was basically saying it's not just that they are, you know, good at signing unrestricted free agents. It's that they don't care whose they are, really. They're happy to get people who are, you know, whatever. It's not like they need to sign them right out of college. They'll get them from anywhere. They move quickly was part of it. There's a little core group there. They move quickly. But also, they're also totally happy to move off mistakes. They don't stay wedded to their own, you know, they may sign their someone immediately after the draft or whatever, and if it's not working out, they will. So he was sort of leaning into it's not just the develop. The actual acquisition is really advanced as well. The system of acquisition. I don't know if there's much to be learned from teams that do things well, because like it's, find good player. How can you replicate?
I mean, the key is doing things well. Like you could do a totally different strategy, but if you do it well, it's going to work out, right?
Right. All right. What do you think is going to happen with CP3?
You know, Brian Windhorst 2 days ago on a pod he did like alluded to the fact that he thought they were going to. He didn't spell it out. It was one of those, you know.
Of course
casually,
he did.
Sort of
casually made a knowing, winking reference that we could go back later. What's he talking about?
Is there a chance he's back in Phoenix for less than $30 million? So the implication of that was there was going to some way they were going to waive him and re-sign him. And so I haven't read a lot of the theorizing out there. The fact that Windhorst was hinting that this 2 or 3 days ago tells me that's something that I assume Phoenix is trying to get done, which doesn't mean they will. And I'm not totally up to speed on all the specific rules that would govern that. But apparently there are ways to make that happen if Chris Paul is amenable to that.
All right, Chris, I appreciate it. We will talk to you more tomorrow. Thanks.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian.
It's kind of amazing. Jaw stuff every single damn day.
At this point, make a decision. Like, let's move past. Like, let's just move on. Be done with this.
I can't remember another example of any player in any circumstance where this has happened. We've just sort of waited and waited and waited and created this artificial suspense. Well, we're going to it reminds me of people used to talk about back in the 50s. It was like, wait till your father gets home with a switch. And then you have that period of of waiting.
Dread, yeah.
How many? I never had the switch. Did you get a switch?
No, we had like on those certain hangers that have like that stick for like pants that you get from like dry cleaners. Uh-huh. We had that for a little bit.
You were smacked.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I mean, not like real. I wasn't a terrible kid.
No, my seven older siblings were all spanked.
And then your parents
I think
got tired.
They just got the arm, you know, the armor wears out. You know, like
they needed Tommy John. And
I think
that
there's
point,
only so many spanks in an arm.
Yeah.
And, sizing, whatever. So, so I think that just kind of wore out when it came to me. Also, I was sick. And so that, I think, you know, you're not going to beat the kid with, spank the kid with leukemia. That's tough.
Yeah,
so,
and then Tim probably benefits from that. Like, once you break the habit, it's like, all right, well, whatever.
So we never really were spanked. But I literally have been trying to analogize this or think of other circumstances where, I mean, you do get this in courts, you get the sentencing, but it's only the day after. You know, the trial ends, and then come back tomorrow, and we're going to be sentencing. And if you're sent to jail for 17 years or for 3, or if you're probation or whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, to me, though, this is most similar. It's not quite as long, but it's like when you're waiting for an NCAA ruling.
It's a little bit like the NCAA ruling, yeah. All right, we're going to play Writer than Wire trivia, and we're going to just get right to it. When we come back, we're going to play Writer than Right trivia. Jeffrey, what is the phone number that people are going to call?
901-445-0929.
We'll take caller number 5 because we're hoping this thing going to end in 5 games, right? So we'll take caller number 5, 445-0929, 445-0929. And what are the people going to be playing for?
Tickets to go see Nickelback with Brantley Gilbert and Josh Ross, beg your pardon. John Ross is the receiver. September the 17th at Bank Plus Amphitheater. Win them before you can buy them. Tickets will go on sale on Tuesday.
All right. We will do that when we return. Caller number 5 to try to be, good luck to you, Writer than Right. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.